Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, folks. Recently, the Trump administration has paused immigration cases and has changed a lot of the rules relative to travel into the United States from a number of countries. And here to talk to us about it is David Beer, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So, David, let's first start with the authority. Who actually has the authority to issue a travel ban? A far-reaching, broad travel ban like the one the Trump administration has embarked on?
Well, the Supreme Court said during Trump's first term that the president does have authority to issue restrictions on legal immigration and travel from certain countries or by certain individuals as long as he provides a reasonable justification for doing so. They said in the first term that his justification was reasonable. In that case, it applied to 6 or 7 countries. This time around, we're talking about 40 countries with way fewer exceptions to the ban than in the first term.
Your gut is, I'm sure this is going to get challenged, right? Is it that these particular countries will meet these conditions that are allowed to ban travel to the U.S.?
Yeah, so, I mean, my gut is that that the courts will uphold the ban, that the Supreme Court case, Hawaii v. Trump, that I was talking about just before, is really not great at providing some basis for saying, well, this is too far, that, you know, there's some limiting principle here. And it is exactly what we were concerned about when we at the Cato Institute wrote about the implications of this, that, you know, any president could just wake up one morning and end the legal immigration system. And that's more or less what the president is asserting the ability to do, is just ban whoever he wants for any reason. And I would say in the first term, they actually spent a lot more time providing some, you know, reasons that were very tailored to the specific country. In this ban, I mean, it's really, really light on details and looks like they did a little bit less homework than they did in the first term. So we'll see what the courts ultimately say, but you know, this spin is pretty different from what we saw in the first term, but unfortunately there's not much of a limiting principle that the courts have provided.
I happened to read a series of articles over the weekend that, knowing that we were going to be talking about this, that created a little pause for me, because I was under the same, I kind of felt that this was really too broad, the way that it was handled. And there was not a lot of articulable justification for this, that I thought that there should be some loose ends tied up, and we should connect some dots. But I read a series of stories about Venezuela and the drug trade with Hezbollah in Lebanon. And it occurred to me that there may be a lot going on in the background of a lot of this, and that there could be some dots being connected. They're just not willing to connect them in the open. I don't know that that would cover all of these countries, but I just thought it was at least another consideration that's out there. And I know, and we all know, the strong connection and nexus between Cuba and Venezuela, and they're saying that Cuba is going to be in a very bad way, especially with this embargo that's going on in Venezuela at the present time.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a huge distinction between what the governments do, or what the, you know, the gangs who are involved in various places do, and the people of that country. And we know that Cubans in the United States have been historically some of the strongest anti-communist voices in the United States. So the idea that there's some, you know, connection between some broader social trend or the you know, the governing party in a country and the specific people who want to come to the United States is just not borne out. It's just an inaccurate representation. We get a self-selected group from any country that comes, the people who are most likely to care about freedom and want to go through the legal process. Those people are the people that we should want and welcome. And in this case, I mean, we're talking about a ban on legal immigration, not just of random people from these countries, but primarily these are people who are family members of U.S. citizens, very close family members. In fact, about 150,000 over the next 3 years will be spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents. So these are not random people. These are people who have deep connections to Americans in the United States.
Yeah, the very reason I kind of thought it was too broad. But let me ask the question this way. How much, because of the previous 4 years and the manner in which a lot of people came across this border between ports of entry and then others where there was very little information taken down about who they were, almost no verification about who they were, that end up in the interior of the country. How much of a scenario now has been created as a result of that that has really been a disruptor to the traditional immigration system?
Well, we're really talking about things that operate on completely different tracks. I mean, they're handled by different agencies. I would say, yes, there's been some interaction there, but it's pretty minimal. And at this point, there's almost no one crossing the border illegally, as we know. So I don't see that as a basis for banning legal immigration going forward. We want to encourage people to come to this country the legal way. And if we just basically say there's no way you can come to the United States at all, regardless of who you are, except illegally, I mean, that's not really the right message either. And of course, the impact that this is going to have on those Americans that I talked about is, I mean, it's really acute. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the most important relationships in our lives being affected by this. So I don't see that as really a basis for it. I think we can both walk and chew gum at the same time, as the saying goes. We can secure the border and have a legal immigration system that works and provides a disincentive for going forward for people who want to think about crossing the border illegally. Well, try the legal immigration system first. You know, that should be your primary way of coming to the United States.
Now, do you find any consistency amongst the countries that were banned of some practice? Like, I know there is a number of countries that will grant a visa, will grant a passport in the name of that country where you're not even required to reside in that country.
No, not really. If you look at the list, it's a real hodgepodge of different countries. I mean, the main thing that they cite for these countries are overstay rates for, you know, people who are given temporary visas to travel to the United States. But the ban, the most complete ban, is for people who are coming permanently, who are, you know, spouses of American citizens and so on. So it doesn't really, it looks like they just kind of took the overstay rate, said all these people, you know, they have higher than average overstay rates from these countries, so we're just going to ban all of those countries. But that, again, like I said, doesn't have any applicability to the, you know, the permanent legal immigration system. And, you know, there's more, I would argue, more narrowly tailored ways of addressing those overstay rates. You should just scrutinize applications more as opposed to just banning the entire country, which, you know, I think is, again, you can improve the system without just ending the system, which I think is, you know, what they're really talking
about. Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
About here.
Yeah. Well, there's no question that every agency, well, you tell me what your thoughts are, within ICE and Border Patrol and others, that they're all stressed to the max, right? I mean, and that's part of the issue that I was trying to articulate earlier. Because of the way that they're addressing, the way that folks came over, it's been like an all hands on deck, putting a lot of assets and resources in a very proactive way out there on the streets of our country, which is, I think, you know, really hurting other areas of immigration, right, wrong, or indifferent. I think it's probably absolutely wrong. I think if we're going to allow 1 million to 1.3 million into this country, as we've done legally for a long, long time, we should continue that process during this period of time and not thwart it. Because it's the only way that you send a consistent message, in my view, that you're just not anti-immigration totally, right?
Yeah, if you look at this, I mean, most of this is being handled by the State Department at consulates around the world, where people go and they apply for a visa and they get interviewed there. So, you know, I don't really see the nexus to the illegal immigration stuff. Obviously, that's an issue. We need to address it, but when it comes to the legal immigration process, you know, it's actually, like you said, it's a disincentive for people to cross the border illegally if they know at least there's an opportunity there, at least there's some way for me to come legally in the future. You know, maybe I won't cross the border. Now, I would argue that system is too limited as it is. I mean, that's part of the reason why we had illegal immigration for the last 30, 40 years, is because that system is not really designed around the market and sort of filling the needs that we have in the marketplace for immigrant workers. And so the system as it was insufficient, and now we don't have any system at all, at least for these 40 countries. And, you know, that's going to have some long-term effects, both for our population and our economy, but also for illegal immigration.
David, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, your thoughts on that, you know, what the market is demanding as it relates to immigration. I somewhat refer to it loosely as economic credentialing, you know, looking at what we need here, making sure that we're aligning our needs to the immigrants that are actually coming in, and that they're in a position where they can show and prove that they're going to be able to support themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's what the lesson of the last 4 years is. We had a huge amount of people come. It was driven by markets. It was driven by demand for labor in certain sectors. And overwhelmingly, we know what those sectors are. It really, we're talking about year-round jobs, not requiring a college degree, doing very difficult manual labor work. Those jobs, that's where the immigrants went. That's where there were huge numbers of job openings during 2021, 2022, 2023. That's what funded all the people coming across the border. They borrowed against their future earnings in order to get here. So it was a market phenomenon. There was demand. They filled these jobs. Now, of course, some of those people ended up in New York City shelters because New York City advertised that to the world. So, you know, I don't support that, understand that. But they were told, those same people were told, you can't work legally until you go through this whole asylum process. So the chaos that we saw under the Biden administration was a direct consequence of not having any legal way for employers to hire people in these types of jobs that they were coming to fill. And it all got diverted into the asylum system and illegal immigration. And so we need a system that focuses on market demand and identifying those positions where people are actually needed.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time, your insight. And I know this is something that's going to continue on. It seems as though this administration is locked in on it for the time being anyway. So we'll see what's up next.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's David Beard, Director, Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.